We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the Sooner Sports Podcast, presented by Riverwind and Allstate. Now, here's your host, Chris Plank.
All right, welcome into the Sooner Sports Podcast on a Thursday. This is our Big 12 Media Day Oklahoma session recap. Of course, the Sooners met with the media yesterday as we dropped this. It's a Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon. And we're going to recap. We're going to hear from Lincoln Riley, Jeremiah Hall, and Nick Benito. And then coming up on Monday or Tuesday of next week, Toby Rowland's going to rejoin us, and we'll go in-depth on what we learned, what stood out beyond just what Coach Riley and what Nick Benito and Jeremiah Hall said, and really bring you some of the sights and sounds from those who were immersed in the mix, the madness in Dallas. I guess the coolest thing is just that it was live in person again this year. Last year, Big 12 Media Days was a virtual event. It was somewhat virtual this year because Kansas had some flight issues today, so they weren't able to actually make it to Dallas, so they had to still do their media sessions over Zoom. But it was awesome to have everyone back in person. It was an incredibly informative couple of days, and Lincoln Riley got things started at the podium for the Sooners. Here's what the coach had to say as we look ahead to the 2021 season.
All right, thanks, everybody. Certainly good to see everybody back here in Arlington. Good to be back in our second home here. So very, very thankful for a regular, little bit more regular media days, which has followed up here a great off season. Certainly. Really, really proud of our team and the way that we've handled it up to this point. I think everybody's looking forward, and I think there's a lot of anticipation right now on this season. I think college football in general getting back to what we all know and love. So I think we're all certainly anticipating that, and maybe in some ways more anticipation for this season than any we've ever had. So very much excited to be a part of it, excited to be representing Oklahoma here. With that, we'll take questions.
Hey, Lincoln, Eric Bailey with the Tulsa World. Hey, we saw Washington State's three-year progression on defense under Alex Grinch. Have you seen that similar pattern with him at Oklahoma, or has it exceeded any expectations you may have had?
Well, Eric, the expectations were very high to begin with. I mean, Oklahoma's a place when we began the search for a new defensive coordinator. It's a place you feel like you can go out and have a chance to hire just about anybody in the country. One of the great advantages of being able to work at a program like this. And, you know, Alex quickly separated himself for us during that process because of what we believe that this could be. And our visions were so much in line. It was almost scary for not really knowing each other that well prior to. The progression's been great. We were, you know, much improved year one. We took a big step year two, and our plan is to take another big step here. And a lot of things go into that. You know, players now having been in that system for a couple of years, some really strong leaders. I think because of our success as a team and especially our success defensively over the last few years, we've been able to recruit at a higher and higher level, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And we look different just even walking into a team meeting room on that side of the ball than we did a few years ago. It just looks different and in a positive way. So still a lot of work to be done. Extremely high expectations for our defense this season, but I believe we've got the right people in the room to get it done.
We got two questions on the right over here.
Hey, Lincoln, Jenny Carlson with the Oklahoman. Hey, Spencer not here today. I know you usually bring upperclassmen, so I assume that's why he's still in Norman. But could you just expand on his level of maturity? We saw it on the field last year, but as a guy that's going to get so much attention, how do you expect him to handle that? And have you talked at all about ways that you guys might work to minimize that? Or I just your philosophy and how you're going to deal that as it relates to him.
Yeah, no, he's definitely, in Norman because of our longstanding belief of bringing upperclassmen here. Certainly, he would be plenty deserving as well. But with only two guys, you got to make a call. I think he's very well equipped for this. I do. He's had some great examples to look up to. You know, even as we were recruiting him with Baker and Kyler, and then his first year in-house with us with Jalen, guys that – you know, those three probably got more attention than any player in college football during that time. And I think all three handled it extremely well, albeit some in different ways, but handled it very well. And, you know, Spencer's a team first guy. He has been his entire time here. We have visited about it because it can be a factor if you let it. You certainly can't ignore it. And I think you got to have a philosophy in place, both for the player and then, you know, for the person that and myself that makes some of the decisions on maybe what he may do or not do, we've got to be on the same page. And I think we certainly are. And, he's had some success because he's been a humble team first guy. And as his career continues, if he'll continue to do that, then he'll continue to improve at the rate that he has.
We got a question on the front row. Dean, stand up. Stand up, Dean.
Okay, gotcha. Dean Blevins, News 9, Oklahoma City. Lincoln, the expectation or some of the comments from players has been that this is the year to get over the hump, if you will, to go on and win in the playoffs. Do you believe that? And if so, what is the thinking? What areas have you seen or do you expect to see the improvement to get you over?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is Oklahoma. Every year is the year to do that. It takes a lot to get it done. There's no question about it. I think for us and our team right now, I think we have a genuine excitement and confidence about the people in the room right now. And that we have the people, we have enough ability in the room that we have people that are invested wholly in what we can be as a team. And I think then for us, our focus kind of zeroes back in on getting to the best version of ourselves. And that's, you know, if we feel like that if we do that, then things will happen the way that they're supposed to happen. And so I think that's been our focus from day one when we flipped over after beating Florida in this building. Into our offseason and with the current team, that's been our focus. And so I think the guys are excited about the team and what we have coming back and the new guys coming in, the whole mix of it. But the good thing is we have enough guys in the room that understand all that it takes to get it done and to be a factor at the end of the season. It's every year they're really, really hard. I know we say that all the time, but they always are. It's hard to win the Big 12 championship. It's hard to get in the playoffs. It's hard to win in the playoffs. You got to be at your very best to do it. And we got a team that believes in themselves, but also understands and fully appreciates the long, tough road ahead.
We got a question on the second row, and then we're going to move to the front row.
Hey, Lincoln. Will Blessing, Gambler College at the University of Oklahoma. So Jeremiah Hall is entering his fifth season with the team. What does his veteran status add to the offense and this team as a whole?
Yeah, he's definitely, you know, one of the guys, one of our bell cows, you know, one of the guys that we'll lean on, certainly offensively, but maybe more importantly, just as an entire team. He's been through the fire. He's an absolute team first guy. You know, been really proud of his progression as a player, what he's meant to us. But we're going to need his best. I mean, to the best teams, you look at it, and your seniors, your older guys, your veterans always play the very best ball of their career. He's one of the guys that we'll certainly be counting on in a lot of different ways to get that done.
Question on the front row.
Hi, Coach Riley, Madison Denario, Gaylord College at OU. You've had some unexpected changes to your running back core for this upcoming season. With Eric Gray coming in, what do you see his role being as a running back this season?
Yeah, Eric's been, I can't say enough about the kid walking in here day one. He's a true professional. I mean, I told somebody earlier, it feels like he's been in our program for months or years already. It literally felt like that the day he walked in the door. I mean, it's just a very businesslike attitude. He's done and honestly exceeded everything that we've put in front of him. He learned offense quickly. He really got acclimated with his teammates and the university quickly. He does everything right. I mean, you can see why that guy's had some success early on in his career, and you combine that with some good experience, and we're thrilled to have him. I mean, I think regardless of who's in our running back room, you know, he's going to be a big factor. So we were thrilled to get him, and he has been a joy to have up to this point.
On the right side, about halfway back.
Hey, Lincoln, Garen, Amig of the Tulsa World. The last 4 years, you've spoken at length about the Grow You program and how that ties to the culture that you've developed in your time at Oklahoma. I'm curious if you've revisited that, touched on that again with your guys this offseason, based on some of the incidents that have occurred off the field, some of the dismissals and decisions you've had to make.
I would say the Grow You program was forced to change a lot for us during the pandemic. You know, that was one of the things, unfortunately, you know, getting out in the community, holding team gatherings, bringing in outside speakers. I mean, all those things that we're used to doing that we had to significantly alter. So excited to this spring. It's certainly been a lot more normal for us. It's been good to have some of these team activities and do some of these things that we believe in that are certainly core values of our program. So it's a program that's very important to us, and you know, we've continued to push it. We're going to continue to invest our time, our resources, everything we can into continuing to build these guys.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Question in the rear left side.
Hey, Coach. Carter Yates with the Daily Texan. Going back to the running back room, Kennedy Brooks opted out of the 2020 season, but he's back in 2021. What did you see out of him in spring practice, and what does he bring to your offense?
It's great to have Kennedy back. He's, you know, he was, I think, which would be expected. He was rusty early on in spring, you know, and I think he certainly worked during the time that he was away, but you can't miss a year of football and come back, you know, right away. But I give him credit. He's worked hard. You know, I think, you know, Coach Murray's been really good for him. It's been good to see those two getting a chance to work together. I think finished the spring very strong, and you can't You know, the guy's had so much production for us. He's done it in big games, done it in big moments, knows our system inside and out. You know, he's really pushing himself to try to be the best version that he can be here towards the end of his career. And I think for him, there's a sense of, you know, not having last year and kind of maybe a little bit more of an appreciation for the process and all that it takes and the opportunity to play. So we're thrilled to have him back and excited to turn him loose.
Hi, Coach. Elise Jones with Gaylord College at OU. So what are your thoughts on this idea of the playoff expansion, and how do you think this would impact a team like OU?
Thanks for the question. I think the expansion that's been proposed is a great start, you know, and I commend the committee that put it together, because you got to put yourself out there. I mean, you got to start somewhere, and I think their proposal was really good in a lot of ways. I think it addressed, you know, maintaining the bowls, which are so important to the history of our game that I, you know, hope we never turn our back on. I think it addressed getting the conference champions in the playoff, which is needed to happen. I think it addressed a pathway for a group of five member to be able to get into the playoffs, which honestly hasn't been realistic under the current system. So in my mind, all of those are great things. I still think there's work to be done, questions to be answered. I know the obvious ones are, you know, how many games you want to play in a season. You know, it's certainly one. It's 12 too many. You know, certainly some of those things are up for debate, but I think in large part it was a great proposal, something we can all work off of and to make the system better.
Okay, we got a question about four rows back on the left.
Kirk Bowles from the Austin American Statesman. Lincoln, you started 0-2 last year, still won the league. What statement do you feel like that made for Oklahoma as a program? And do you want your players to think that y'all just own this conference?
We could go a lot of ways with that one. I don't know about the statement. I mean, each year is its own year, and I know, you know, we all want to write and talk about, you know, streaks or winning this many, and that's all great. But I think, you know, for that team, it was an opportunity with so many things not going our way, some within our control, some not within our control, of who we were going to, you know, who we were going to be. I do think it shows the championship DNA of this program that I felt like our team was not going to accept, you know, mediocrity. And so I very much appreciate about that team. We have a lot of respect for this league. We have a lot of respect for what it takes to win this league. And it's not, I think a lot of times on the outside, it's people just think it's a given. And it's, anybody that thinks that doesn't know college football. You know, they haven't been inside the ropes. They don't understand it. It takes so much, and it's so hard. And everybody's a good coach, and everybody has good players. And each year is so different. Each game is so different. So, we're excited about some of the success that we've had, but we know that's not going to make a whole lot of difference in this coming year. We gotta go do it again.
Final question for Coach on the outside left.
Brandon Drum, 247 Sports, OUinsider.com. You talked about your defensive improvement this past couple of years, in particular last year. Can you pinpoint kind of the moment that you guys thought, okay, you're kind of getting over that hump with your confidence and the overall growth on the defensive side of the ball? And then secondly, as far as your recruiting goes, did you guys change up how you decided you were going to go about recruiting defensive players, pinpointing different type of guys? And I guess that's it.
Yeah, defensively, I don't know that there was the Eureka, you know, Hollywood moment. I think you felt just kind of constant improvement, you know, from day one. And we've made some big plays and big games, especially to close out games over the last few years. And I think those in particular do something for the psyche and confidence of a individual player or side of the ball that are hard to duplicate. But I think it's just been a real consistent process. And I'd really point to the defensive line really becoming a strength of this team. And, you know, one of the best defensive lines in college football, that's, you know, really stands out to me.
And as far as recruiting, yeah, we have changed in some ways what we look for. You know, I would say probably the defensive front, the secondary the most. You know, we've really put a premium on, you know, trying to get bigger in the secondary. And I think that's improved. There was several years stretch there where we were pretty small across the board. Not that you can't have one small guy here and there, but you don't want to, you know, you don't want to roll out with 4, 5, 8 guys out there in the secondary. So we certainly look a lot different there, you know, and then the front, you know, with us being so attacking, single gap, so much movement, the premium has been on obviously big guys, but the athleticism there. And even if it's a big monster that's a plug or two gap guy, we're not really recruiting that body type anymore. We want guys that can win one-on-ones, that can penetrate, that can get in the backfield and cause havoc. And so those have been the two biggest changes from a defensive recruiting philosophy.
All right, real quick, before we get out of here, let's bring you what Nick Bonitto had to say in his sit down with ESPN.
Here with Nick Bonitto. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Happy to be back after a crazy year last year.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
What do you think is going to be the difference going into this year as far as preparation for you all?
I feel like, you know, nothing really changes for the most part. Just, you know, it's going to be the same thing, just, you know, scouting and all that stuff. And then as far as, you know, game day, you know, it'll be a little different because, you know, without the COVID restrictions and all. But, you know, I just feel like, you know, we're just getting back to normal, you know, how it's always been. And, you know, I'm excited for it.
This conference is pretty stacked. It's probably the most competitive this conference has been in the past few years. Does preparation change when you guys know that the competition is getting a little bit stiffer?
Not really. No matter who we're playing, you know, we're always going to prepare the same way. It can be the worst team in the country, and it can be the best team in the country. You know, I know our team is always going to prepare like, you know, we're playing against an NFL team. So, you know, just having that preparation, you know, I feel like it's very important. And, you know, you can never take any opponent lightly. So
for you personally, what do you feel like it's going to take for you to improve, or what do you think is going to be your focus for this year?
Just being trying to be a better leader, you know, for the team and our defense, and, you know, just, you know, trying to be more vocal with everybody, and, you know, just, you know, helping with my play as well, just, you know, helping to inspire younger guys to, you know, to try and play hard and, you know, play well, and, you know, just overall, you know, just be a good team this year.
What would you say your role specifically is for Oklahoma?
As far as, like, just
on the field and off, like, what do you think is your job that you take very personally?
Off the field, you know, I'm not much of a, you know, a big talker. You know, I just try and lead by example, you know, just doing the right stuff. And then on the field, you know, I feel like I'm the same way. I'm not really the rah-rah type of guy. I just type to go out and just, you know, do my thing on the field. So.
And Jeremiah Hall, the Sooner H-back, who is entering his final season with the Sooners, about the excitement of 2021.
Jeremiah Hall is with me here. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Happy to be here.
No, good. We're happy to have you.
Thank you.
When your team is coming off of a Big 12 championship, what do you guys have to do to make sure you don't stay complacent in that?
Well, first you have to recognize and accept that we are no longer defending champions. You know, Coach Riley tells us all the time, you can't carry over what you did in the previous seasons to the next one. And so you have to get that out of your mind and concentrate on what we have next.
So what is the mantra going into this season? What are the words that Coach Riley is telling you guys that you all need to live by?
Well, first, winning isn't easy, right? But at the same time, we have to go out and continue to win. We have to continue the tradition that Oklahoma has had over the past several years. And ultimately, our goal is a national championship. But in order to get there, it's one thing at a time. And right now, we're focused on us.
Said winning isn't easy, but you guys do it quite often in this conference. What is the DNA, the makeup of this team that makes you all so successful every year?
OU DNA is a culture, not just us. It's the people before us. And so what makes up us currently is the hard work and dedication that we've learned from the past. And so that's why I said winning isn't easy, just simply because you got to respect just winning in general. And so once you respect winning, you're able to lock in and just focus on what you have to do to obtain that success.
How do you, as a leader of this team, pass that mantra and that idea down to your young guys who are coming in?
I do the same thing that the guys before me did. You know, I learned from guys like Baker, Kyler, guys that played my position, Dimitri Flowers, Trey Miller. They taught me the way. And so I try and do that same thing by giving back to the guys that are after me.
So there's a quick recap on the day that was in Dallas for the Oklahoma Sooners, as I mentioned. Next week, when Toby returns from his little mini getaway, we'll go all in on what we learned throughout the entire 48 hours in Dallas. Until then, have a great start to your week. Thanks for joining us on the Sooner Sports Podcast. Boomer Sooner, everybody.
This has been the Sooner Sports Podcast. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Riverwind, home to a luxury hotel, fine dining, and never-ending rewards. Riverwind is still the one. And Allstate, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review however you listen. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.